Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
I had to go right into a bonus edition today, folks, because the last show was so much fun, and I think it was great. It was a great show, so go check it out there. I sound like Trump. Now, I want to address two more things from the debate. Not so much about the debate, but the content of those issues. There were two stupid questions from Wallace, and I was stunned. I couldn't believe it. The first one was, Donald Trump, do you deny the science of climate change? And I'm like, what? How childish, how unmanly, how effeminate, and why? Who's talking about that, Wallace? Why is that even coming up right now with everything going on in the country? Why are you bringing up climate change? It is so, I can't find the right word. It's so unmanly. It lacks any guts. Why are you talking about, the earth is getting hurt by pollutants, we need to save the trees? It's so irrelevant when there's all these fomented, race riots going on in our cities. So he asked this question, and it's a trap question to make Trump, as I said in my debate analysis, either say, yeah, climate change science isn't real, and the left goes mad and says he's a science denier, or he says, yeah, it's real, and then they pound him for not doing anything about it, and he loses his conservative base. What's so frustrating about the climate change question is that it is, everybody knows, it's so transparent. Climate change science is junk science, and it is a pretense for advancing global Marxism. Everybody knows this. You can read leading environmentalists from all over the world talk about it, articulate it. You know, now they call it environmental justice. What? Why did, first it was global warming, and then that wasn't working because the numbers didn't work. Temperature wasn't going up. So then they changed it to climate change because the temperatures fluctuate. They go up and down, and the ice caps aren't smaller. They've grown. So the data doesn't work. Now they call it environmental justice. Why? Because it's all about setting the stage for instituting confiscatory financial global policy. What does that mean? I mean, it means fleecing the wealthy nations. Environmentalism is, you have to think of it as welfare or socialism at the national level here in a country, but environmentalism is socialism, welfare on a global scale. Fleece the wealthy nations because they exceed environmental standards, so you tax them and penalize them with financial burden, and then that money's taken and given out to the poor, less industrialized nations because they're not breaking the carbon emissions limit because they're not wealthy and industrialized, they're not producing. So it's stealing from the producers and giving to the non-producers. Stealing from the working, those quote-unquote wealthy, and giving to the ones who aren't working. It's completely anti-American, anti-capitalist, anti-West. It's built on envy and theft and abolishing property ownership on a global scale. It is the stupidest, most transparent ideology, and it's built on these sissy, maybe that's the word I was looking for, sissy notions that we have to save the trees. And this is Wallace's question at a presidential debate in the Great Republic of the US of A. It's so frustrating that something that transparent, childish, and immature is even coming up at the debate. And then the other question was, Trump, will you denounce white supremacist groups? And I wanted to have a fit when I'm hearing that because we don't have a problem with white supremacist groups in this country. Yes, anybody would deny white supremacist groups. I deny it. I denounce them. Trump denounces them. We all denounce them on the right because they're not a threat. As a great conservative commentator often says on the radio, and I'm quoting him, Rush Limbaugh, I'm admitting I stole this, a KKK member, a white supremacist in this country, can't even get elected dog catcher anywhere. They're irrelevant. Yeah, they're there, like there's Looney Tunes everywhere, but they're irrelevant. That's not what is going on in our cities. Where is the question, Wallace, to Joe Biden on denouncing Antifa, on denouncing all the riots? Where's, you're asking Trump about white supremacy and Nazism and KKK. Where's the question, which is non-existent in this country? Yeah, there's fringe lunatics, I get that, but they have no power, no influence, no sway, no one's listening to them, and no one cares. Everybody agrees they're evil fringe lunatics. But how about the Marxists? That is a rising force in the culture. Hollywood, media, college campuses, professors, academia, everywhere. Where's the question to Joe Biden? Will you denounce Marxism, which is as evil as Nazism? They're all wicked systems. Will you denounce anti-American terrorism coming from Antifa? Who, by the way, and Biden didn't even condemn Antifa. He just called it an ideology, an idea. That's ridiculous. It's a revolutionary movement. Where's the question to Joe Biden to denounce cop killing coming from Antifa and BLM? Or Joe Biden's comment, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. Who's the racist? And who's peddling race? And who's dividing the country along racial lines? This is ridiculous that there's no protests and rioting and social strife coming from so-called right-wing white supremacist groups, because they're non-existent, and all of the mania and chaos and brutalizing behavior is coming from the left and Antifa, and it goes unaddressed, unanswered, and Biden is not questioned on it, and Wallace is playing right into this narrative. So frustrating that these loaded questions were asked on faulty presumptions that climate change and white supremacist groups are even a threat anywhere at all right now in our country or in the world. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. Climate change is a hoax, a fake threat, a paper tiger, not real. White supremacy, thankfully, by the grace of God, has been reformed for the most part out of our nation and out of our culture. The real problem is the rise of Marxism and Antifa and the maniac left, and it needs to be dealt with.